Inflation heated up last month like eggs in a frying pan. Egg prices saw their biggest one-month jump in nearly a decade. Gas prices also rose. How should everyday consumers be thinking about these price increases as the country grapples with stubborn inflation? Let's bring in NPR's Scott Horsley. Hey there, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
To state the obvious, it sounds like we are not getting any relief at the grocery store.
Not much. January was another costly month at the supermarket. Grocery prices rose by 0.5% overall, and no surprise, egg prices were a big driver of that. Avian flu continues to spread among the nation's egg-laying chickens. The American Egg Board says farmers have lost more than 40 million laying birds to the flu since October. Sam Krause is a sixth-generation egg farmer based in Indiana.
That's devastating for the farmers who care for those hens, and we know it's frustrating for consumers who want to go and buy eggs. Nobody is satisfied with where we are, and we're going to continue the fight to make sure that we keep it at bay the best we can and we keep our flocks and hens safe.
In just 1 month, egg prices jumped more than 15%. That was the biggest single mover in the January inflation report. But, you know, it's not just groceries and gasoline that are getting more expensive. We're also seeing higher prices for auto insurance, for used cars, for airline tickets, which means the overall cost of living is still climbing about 3% per year, which is faster than most of us would like.
So what is the game plan for fighting inflation? And I guess I'm asking specifically about the Federal Reserve, which is in charge of that.
Well, for now, the Fed is going to keep interest rates about where they are, which is pretty high, not as high as they were. The Fed did cut its benchmark rate by a full percentage point during the fall, but Fed policymakers have signaled they're going to be pretty careful about any additional rate cuts so long as inflation remains elevated and so long as the job market looks like it's holding up and doesn't need any extra boost that lower interest rates would provide. You know, investors are now betting we won't see another interest rate drop until September, if then. And that's kind of a bummer for the stock market. You know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled more than 400 points this morning after the inflation report came out, although stocks did later make up some of that lost ground.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump promised that he would lower prices, lower egg prices. He said that's part of why he won the election. How is he going about trying to keep that campaign promise?
Yeah, some of the policies the president has unveiled so far could actually raise prices. On Monday, for example, Trump ordered a 25% tariff on all imported steel and aluminum. If U.S. businesses have to pay 25% more for all the imported metal they use to build cars or soup cans or six packs of soda pop, that could make it harder to bring inflation under control and harder for the Fed to cut interest rates. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was asked about that at a congressional hearing today. He didn't weigh in on the wisdom of the president's trade policy, but he did say he and his colleagues will have to see how this plays out.
And remember, it's not just tariffs. There are significant changes mm-hmm. to immigration policy, fiscal policy, and also regulatory policy. You put all four of those, and all four of those were things that the president was elected to do. We will then try to make an intelligent judgment about the overall effect on the economy of those and conduct our policy accordingly.
Meanwhile, Trump, who's never shy about second-guessing the Fed, said in a social media post this morning he thinks interest rates should be lower. For now, though, interest rates are staying put and egg prices are staying pretty high.
And Pierre Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.